David, your thoughts on today's 1-0 win here at Windsor Park?
I thought the performance gave us the platform to go and get the result. I thought we started the game really well. A couple of chances, probably Christie, Jimmy hitting the bar. Thought we had a Stonewall penalty turned down. I thought the opportunity was there as soon as they go to ground and Christie knocks it. I think it's a Stonewall penalty we didn't get. But we got in at half-time, we spoke, and the players came out, and I thought the goal that we scored was great wing play by Ahmed, and a great one by Jordan, something that the players have been working on with George and Ross during the week, not just this week, about getting across the front post, and I thought the ball in was, it was on a plate for Jordan to go and head it, but he redirected it, got the power on it, got the pace, and it ended up being a big goal for us.
It's a goal to get 3 points with the clean sheet. It's a great response to, you know, a couple of not fantastic results.
Yeah, of course. I thought we were good enough last week. I thought we had spells in the game last week that we should have got something out of the game. We had chances when the game was 1-1 last week. But again, we took it on the chin last week. Well, I did. The players responded during the week. We had a free week this week with no midweek games. So we prepared for Monday. The players bought into what we wanted to do today. And I thought they went and delivered a really, really solid performance today. And 1-0 certainly didn't flatter us.
A deserved result, and quite a few standout players right across the park. But the man of the match went to Jimmy Mulgrew, who at his age is still turning in those sort of performances week in, week out.
Yeah, I've been on record lots of times. Jimmy's a credit to not only himself, the way he goes about it, his professionalism he's bought into, and Jimmy's bought into this season, the changes, adapting to something different. But Jimmy's leading by example, as he's always done. So delighted. To have somebody of that calibre, the on and off the pitch, I lean on to make sure that everything in the dressing room's where we want it to be. I said, I thought his performance today, along with others, and there was quite a few others today, and their performance and their level of performance, their attitude, what they put into the game, and we get the distances after the game, and we know what how hard the players had to work to get the 3 points today.
21 months since you had a safe stand behind you. And we did have a safe stand behind us today.
They did, and all credit to them. I thought they were fantastic. And again, that leads from the players, the performance, their application, the way they went about the game. We started on the front foot. I thought it was 25 minutes, basically, before they got into our 18-yard box and they got a free header. But I thought the crowd was right behind the performance today, and we went and delivered. Windsor, playing for Linfield. It's a tough place to manage, it's a tough place to play at times, but the players went, they went about it today, and I thought the backing and support, the vocal support that we got off the Blue Men today was incredible.
The top six is all bunched together, so it's important that, you know, we caught up ground on the league leaders who we beat here today.
Yeah, we haven't moved up a place today, strangely enough. Normally you win a game and you move at least one, but the important thing that we needed to do was win the game, get the 3 points. We got the clean sheet, and I think we got the performance, so we'll move on to next week. We'll look forward to a challenge again. No, with the Coleraine game being postponed, suspended, gives us now an opportunity to prepare for Glenavon next Saturday.
And we've already been, it's strange the way we've already played Cliftonville twice at Windsor, and now we go to Mournview for the second time next week.
Yeah, I think the computer might have been down, or maybe not working, or maybe disjointed. I spoke to somebody who was at a championship game last night, and somebody had said it's the second time that they played somebody in recent weeks. So it's a strange one. But again, you take what's in front of you. We've Glenavon now, we've Cliftonville today, we've Glenavon next Saturday, a really tough game. And one that we'll prepare, hopefully, as well as we did this week, and go and get the performance and result that we hopefully put in and merit to get at Mournview next Saturday.
A good week all round for the club. The Swifts won the Steel and Sun semi on Wednesday night, and they've won here again today in the Intermediate Cup after extra time.
Yeah, again, the Steel and Sun's one that we sort of pinpointed that we want. We've always sort of had a go at trying to be successful in it, because again it's a prestigious competition, and one certainly that I grew up, and I know my dad and Killaway as an amateur league team had success in it, and it was always something that they wanted to win. So we put a lot into it, and again credit to Davey and his staff, the players that we sort of have in and around the first team, and I've always said, and sometimes we question it, Linfield, about playing 16, 17 year olds in there in our Swiss, but it's a development tournament. It's a competition that we want to put younger players in an environment where it's not going to be easy for them. And when we do put out our strongest team possible at all the age groups, I still think this club's head and shoulders above some of the other clubs, and again, they've proven that. The under-18s and Harry Cavan next week with Michael Galt in charge have a tough game around at Dungannon. But again, for them, it's always about trying to not only develop. There's a wee bit of a catch 22 at times where you're trying to develop players in some of the league games. But when it comes to a cup competition like it is the Harry Cavan or the Stevensons, we try and pinpoint it and try and put our strongest 11 out.
Well done today, David. A well-deserved 1-0 win here at Windsor Park, and all the best for another huge game next Saturday at Mournview Park.
Cheers, Andy.